Let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of love.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so excited to chat it up with our guest today. We have on the phone a relatively new member of the District 200 school system team, and she has a very important job, and I'm anxious to chat with her. We want to welcome Brittany Hershauer. She is the Director of Food Service for the Hastings Public School System, and I'm anxious to get to know you and learn a little bit more about all the good things that are going on behind the scenes. Brittany, thank you so much for calling in today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, before we went on the air, you told me you started your job on March 30th. What?
Yes.
Wasn't
yes,
that
I did.
Was that kind of the beginning of the district learning or distance learning? And then also, didn't we have a great program that we also had meals being delivered? And how did that all work? First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I have moved to the area just recently. About a couple months ago, I was traveling back and forth from Big Lake, Minnesota, where I used to live at. So I did that for about a month, and I was the food service director at Monticello. And my husband and I decided to move down into the Hastings area because this is the area that he's originally from. So, yeah, when I came down, I believe it was shortly after Hastings was getting done with spring break, and I believe they were about a week into trying to figure out how they were going to do this social distance learning and how they were going to provide meals and everything like that. The food service director that was there before me had a really good program started, you know, taking very good care of the students and everything like that. So it was just kind of, for me, it was pretty simplistic because I got to spend a couple days with him, and he, like I said, had a great program going already, so I just kind of took over the reins and tried to keep everything as close to being what he had it because it was working so well. We had to go through and kind of do some fine-tuning, and we ran a really good program, strong program, until we got done with school on June 5th, and we had to reevaluate and change some things up because some of the waivers that we had in place from the state at that time changed also.
So during distance learning, there was an opportunity for kids to get meals. They were delivered to them. Tell us how that worked, please.
Yeah, so we were able to give kids meals, which was a wonderful thing because basically what we did is we had a rough estimate of how many kids were going to be having meals, breakfast and lunch. We just kind of kept track ourselves, and we would either have a couple different choices. We could have students, if they chose, they could go to their bus stop a couple hours later than what they normally would. And we had bus delivery to some of the students that were more rural or a little bit further away from the schools. Otherwise, the middle school and the high school, if a parent or a student wanted to, they could either walk or drive and pick up breakfast and lunch from one of those two locations.
And that was started pretty quickly after distance learning started, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yes. We had to really scramble to try to get everything figured out. And when we first started doing our distance learning, we were serving roughly, oh, geez, I think we were doing about 3,000 lunches a day. And, of course, that fluctuated. So if you add the breakfast on there, that meant that we were doing, I would say we were doing probably about 4,500 to 5,000 meals a week.
That's incredible. You know, I know that you are primarily in the food service area of the school district, but explain to people listening how important it is to have food to learn or to just function in life.
Well, it's extremely important. You know, they've done so many different studies and so many different tests charts and things that show that by having proper nutrition, a child that comes to school has a breakfast, has a lunch, they have less disciplinary issues, they can learn better, they can study better because their tummy is not growing the whole time that they're sitting there trying to learn. So they're able to focus a little better on what they're being taught by their teacher.
I think
it's extremely important, yeah.
Yeah, I bet. And that has to make you feel really, really good to make such a difference in the lives of so many kids.
Oh, it does. I mean, my main goal, the reason I'm in this position is because for me, my ultimate goal is to make sure any child that's hungry or any child that needs food has that opportunity to have that meal.
And we have an opportunity still this summer, don't we? Can you explain that?
I sure can. So this summer, we have been doing things, like I was saying before, after we got done with school, our official last day was June 5th. We had to do a few adjustments because some of the different waivers and things like that changed that the state had in place. So what we ended up having to do is instead of being able to bus meals out to students, we had to think quickly and try to do some partnerships with some different areas because Hastings is a huge school district. I mean, there's a huge area that we cover for our district. So what we ended up having to do is we partnered with some different areas and we were able to have them be sites for pickups for us. So what we would do is we would deliver meals and we switched it from doing it every day to try to make it easier for parents. We are now doing delivery and pickups on Mondays and Wednesdays. So my staff will go out and deliver the meals to different sites and then parents can go to those sites and pick them up. So we have 6 different locations that parents can go to with different times. We try to spread the times out as much as possible along with the areas too, just to make it as easy as possible for parents. So we do have some morning pickup times, we have some lunch pickup times, and then we have some afternoon, almost dinner time pickups. So that way, hopefully, we could get as many parents as possible. We're currently using Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Hastings. We have the district office.
Can you tell us the times and everything?
Sure. Our Savior's, we are 11 to 12 and 5 to 6.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then the district office, we're from 8 to 1. Every site is going to be Mondays and Wednesdays.
Okay.
And then we have Crossroads Church, and they are 11 to 12. And then we have St. John the Baptist School.
In Vermilion?
And they're doing 11 to 12.
So you have the rural families covered as well.
Well, that's what the goal was. That's what we were really trying to focus on. We were trying to focus on making some of the rural families a little bit easier for them to pick up food also. And then we also tried to look at Hastings as a whole. And, you know, one of the big concerns that we all kind of looked at was we want to try to make it so that as many children as possible can walk to the locations if need be, if mom and dad are both working. Or if there's just not transportation for them and they need to get their meals themselves, how could we do it so that it was spread out so that hopefully we were making it minimized how many highways or anything like that they had to cross.
Are you also at the Pleasant Hill Library?
Yes, we're at the Pleasant Hill Library from 11 to 12. And then we are also at the Hastings Food Shelf downtown, right across from the library.
Yeah.
I mean, right across from the post office.
Hastings Family Service.
Yep. Yeah, we're down there, and we do there from 11 to 12 and 4 to 5.
So how do people take advantage of this program if there's somebody listening that still might want to get involved? Is there a way to do that, please?
Yes, if they go to our school website, very simple, go to the school website, go under food and nutrition or food service, and at the very bottom on the left-hand side, they will see a link that they can click on, and that will give them a sign-up sheet that they can sign up. Now, how the sign-up sheet works is because we know that people aren't always around all summer long. Some people will be on vacation and everything like that. So what we're asking is, please go on to that site and go ahead and fill out where you'd like to pick up your meal, what time, depending upon, you know, if you're doing one of our sites that are in the afternoons also, and then how many meals you need, and then we are asking if you have any dietary restrictions that have been authorized by a physician. Put that on there also, because we are trying to accommodate special meals if need be also.
And what are some of the meals that you're preparing, please?
A lot of the meals that we're doing, like for breakfast, we're trying to keep it as simple, because what we thought was if we have students that maybe are home by themselves, we wanted to make sure that we weren't having to have them microwave or put anything on a stove during the summer months. So we're trying to keep it simplistic. So we're doing things like prepackaged cereal bowls, and you'll get a fruit and a milk for breakfast and maybe a little snack or a little treat. And then for lunches, we're doing sandwiches, and we're doing a chip or a cracker, a fruit or a vegetable, and again, a milk. So kind of more of those summertime things that most of us probably grew up eating all summer long because we were too busy outside playing.
Exactly. So, Brittany, how does this work? Do you pick up on Monday and Wednesday? Do you pick up for more than one day? Or how many meals at a time can you get, please?
Yes. So, say, for example, you decided that you have five kids at home and you needed breakfast and lunches for all of them. What you would do is you would pick out whichever location you were going to go to. You would make sure to have how many meals that you need. And on Mondays, we're giving out three breakfasts and three lunches per child. So if you have five kids, you would have five bags of breakfast for 3 days, and you would have five bags of lunch for 3 days for all five children. And then on Wednesday, we're covering Thursday and Friday, so then you get two breakfasts for each child and two lunches.
It's pretty nice. Is there a fee to this, please?
There is no fee. It's all free for any child that's under the age of 18 years that has a food insecurity happening in their household. They're more than welcome to stop in and pick up meals. They just have to go onto the website, like I said, go under the Hastings Public Schools website, go to Departments and Services, then click on Food and Nutrition Services, and if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see there's like blue little hyperlinks on the left-hand side. At the very bottom, it'll say the Summer Food Program. Click on that, and it gives you the link so that you can go on and sign up. Now, at the end of June, on June 30th, we're hoping to find out if the state is going to let us keep all the waivers that we currently have in place. If for some reason the state decides that we can't keep all the waivers, then what we would look at is we would be looking at two different locations. So we would keep the Our Savior's Lutheran Church location and the district office location. So then the other locations we would have to take off if we can't get that waiver extended, or if the state decides not to extend it. But that won't happen until July 1st.
And what does that mean, the waivers? What are these waivers in place for?
The waivers that we have currently are in place for example, a true summer food program. What would happen is the children would have to come to the location, the children would have to eat at that location, and then they could leave and go do whatever they would like. The waivers have basically made it so that we can do non-congregate feeding, which means the children don't have to stay there. We've also have a waiver that allows us to have, it doesn't have to be a child that comes and picks it up, the meal. It could be a parent or it could be a neighbor. So you could have a neighbor. So if for whatever reason you couldn't happen to go to one of the locations and pick up a meal, you could ask one of your neighbors to do it and they could do that for you. So those are some of the waivers that we have. The other waiver that we have in place right now until the end of June is we have what's called area eligibility. And Hastings has two locations that are considered area eligible. And what that means is those areas have been deemed eligible for a summer food program. And that means that we can have an open site where anybody can go to those areas. But with the waiver that we currently have, we can do that, but we can also extend it out to, for example, Vermilion. And we can extend it out to like our Crossroads Church or the library. If the waiver doesn't stay in place, then we can't have those locations be locations that we would actually deliver to, and then that parents could come and pick up meals.
And who's doing the delivering to these sites? So you make it all at the high school, or where are you making it?
Yeah, we're making all the meals at the high school. And for the summer program, we have about 3,000 meals that go out. We have a staff person that will go and deliver the meals to all the different locations. And he does that every morning starting about 7:30. He goes and hits all 6 locations and drops off how many meals we need.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
And it takes a lot of people to make it happen, so.
I bet it does. Is this a program that is new?
This is a program that is new to Hastings. It's not a program that's new to the state. The state has done this program for years at different locations. Typically, the area eligible sites have to have an enrollment or has to have a population that's 50% or more free and reduced. So, like I said, Hastings does have a couple of sites that are that way. So we could actually look at, you know, utilizing the district office because that area around there is considered a site eligible. The high school also is considered site eligible. Our Savior's Lutheran Church is considered site eligible. It's in that area. So we could continue doing that. And that's what a lot of districts will do is if they have a 50% free or reduced population or more, then they can do this program. And like I said, it runs a little bit differently because then the kids have to come to the location, eat the meal there, and then leave after they're done. So a lot of times you'll find this close to, like, if there's a summer school program, or I've seen it held at, like, camps and stuff like that. If there's a school, for example, like the middle school or the high school where there's a lot of summer camps that are going on for football or for volleyball, they'll have them there. They try to, most times you try to keep it someplace where there's kids that are there a lot, so that way you can make sure to make it as easy as possible for them to pick up a meal and eat it there.
Well, it sure is a great program, and we're so happy that you told us about this, Brittany. Thank you so much for all you're doing and how you're impacting so many families in such a positive way. Our guest today is Brittany Hershauer. She is the Director of Food Service for the Hastings Public School System. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.